Hello, and welcome to another episode of Building Minority Women. It's been quite a long time since I did a last episode, and I know you guys have been waiting. So here it is. It's actually live right now, 7 o'clock in the morning. I'm in my car, because my husband and my kids are sleeping and I have a really big mouth, so I'm trying to let them sleep. But today is going to be about self-care. It's kind of a spinoff of my last episode. If you don't know my last episode, please pause this episode, go back to the last episode, all the episodes really, and just kind of listen through those so you kind of have an idea of what we're going to be talking about. But if not, you can always listen to it after this episode. It's perfectly fine. So here we go. Alrighty, so with my last episode, I spoke about finding myself. It was kind of more so just to kind of go over who you are, what you want to be, and how sometimes we can get lost when we accept different roles, such as being a mother, daughter, husband, girlfriend, student, employee, whomever. So with that being said, this episode, I think, is more importantly just the fact that for us who are businesswomen, especially our businesswomen, our mothers, our wives, whatever you are, we have a tendency of forgetting to take care of ourselves. And I don't mean health-wise. I don't mean, you know, just to stop doing anything and everything, because believe me, I've seen some of you businesswomen, mothers and everything. You guys are flawless. I get it. But we are talking about just overall making ourselves feel good. So I have a wonderful grandmother. I love her to death. Probably should call her more. So if she hears this, she'll probably be like, yep, she does miss some timing. But she has always reminded me that no matter how hard you work, you always need to make sure you do for yourself. And that I have actually put into place about 2 months ago. So what I do is I always do every other week, which is the time I get paid. I make sure no matter what happens, of course, I pay the bills that I need to pay, but I make sure that I put money aside and I get my nails and my feet done every 2 weeks. I feel like it's necessary. I feel like it's only fair. We bust our butt all week at work, at home, and it's just a little mommy time. And what I do is I usually schedule that on a Saturday morning when my husband's still asleep, my kids are still asleep. And then that way I don't get 50 million phone calls about, mommy, I'm hungry. What are you doing? When are you coming back home? That's my time. And I realized just amongst myself, because I feel like this is obviously hits close home to home to me, which is why I'm talking about it. And I feel like have you ever sat there and just thought, you know, I probably really should do something new to my hair, or I probably really should try something different with my looks, but you never do it. Me and my sister, we have this conversation all the time. We laugh at each other. It's funny. It takes me about a week just to straighten my hair just because I don't feel like getting up. But what I've noticed is that if we actually take the time and use our little bit of energy we have, even though I know we don't have much, to do something extra, it makes you feel so much better. And when I say something extra, I don't mean you have to go and spend thousands of dollars on makeup products or whatever it is. I mean just literally little stuff to do. So for example, if you're an early morning person, you don't have to be at work early. Take the little bit of quiet time, make you some coffee, sit down on the porch, take in some deep breaths and just collect your thoughts. If you're not a morning person, try your evenings.
get the kids to bed, relax, pour you a glass of wine, and just kind of just think about the day. Little things, I mean, are such as like when you wake up in the morning, you're getting yourself ready for work or for the day. Just look at yourself in the mirror and just tell yourself what your goals are today, what we're going to get accomplished today. Give yourself kind of like a pep talk. Like, you got this. We got this. And I know it probably sounds crazy to some of you guys, but for those of you who know what I mean, you'll be like, you know what? She's right. At the end of the night, make sure you look yourself in the mirror again and you tell yourself how good of a job you did. Give yourself a compliment on something. But I feel like as women, we tend to not do as much for ourselves as others, and it starts to become a norm, and that's not good. It's not good for our self-esteem. I feel like it's not social media's job to make you feel good. I feel like it's not your husband's job to make you feel good. They are a part of that, don't get me wrong, but it's overall you that has to make sure you make sure you feel good. You're the one that wears your crown. You're the one that has to make sure that you feel good about yourself. And that's what I'm learning, and that's what I've come across. So I do little things, like, even though I'm tired as heck, which is half the time anyways, just washing your face, doing an extra, and I don't mean just going in the shower, okay, you wash your face off, whatever, whatever. I mean like actually sitting there, pulling your hair back, putting warm water on your face, scrubbing your face with something extra. That there just makes you feel like, dang, I feel so good. Doing anything like waxing, shaving, taking any time for your nails, anything that makes you feel more like a woman, that is something that you need to make sure you make time for.
I think with doing that, you'll see a lot of growth in your business because you'll feel more focused. You'll feel that extra bit of confidence you didn't know you had. I feel like you'll just overall, your household will be better just because you're making sure you're taking care of yourself first. And I know in social media, I know in movies, everything is all about mom has to put the kids first, the husband first, the business first. But in all actuality, if we don't put ourselves first, how are we going to take care of somebody else? It's the oldest saying, you can't take care of nobody else if you don't take care of yourself. And even though people think that those are the simplest things to do, oh, she gets her nails done, what's that supposed to do? I felt the same way, but now I am on like month two, almost on month three, and I refuse not to get my nails and my feet done just because it makes me as a woman feel that much better about myself. And that I can then focus on my kids, I can focus on my husband, I can focus on my business, and I can focus on my job. And when you have 50 million things on your shoulder, that little massage that you get once a month that you look forward to, the nail appointments, the whatever it is that you do, that keeps you going and tells you, okay, we're going to get through this because, girl, I got to get my nails done. Girl, I'm about to go get my massage. You need something to look forward to that's just you time. And I understand, like I said, social media has this big old thing where they got all these women on Facebook, Instagram. They wake up looking like gods. I'm sorry, social media is fake. Don't get me wrong. I know those women are beautiful. We're all beautiful. But I'm telling you now, I guarantee you, they don't wake up like that. So I wish they would stop doing that. Because that is just, it stresses me out. It really does. That just puts too much pressure on me. I've gotten to the point where, you know what? I really don't give a crap. I know that person does not look like that. We've seen the little photos that they take of these celebrities when they're off in the stores and stuff. They don't look like that. So I feel like we need to stop putting so much pressure on each other as women and just focus on how we make each other feel. So this episode was just basically to remind you all that we're all queens. We all are different, and we all need to make sure that we support each other and first and foremost, take care of ourselves. So with that being said, I do want to thank everybody. I have almost 300 followers on my Facebook page right now. It's amazing, and it's probably not a lot of numbers to some of you guys, but it's a lot to me. And I actually have at least 100 people listening to each podcast, which is awesome. And I know I have to keep putting those podcast episodes out there for you guys to keep listening. I will be reaching out to some people soon, some businesses soon, so that we can get you guys on these podcasts and get you interviewed. I know with COVID, it won't be face to face, but we can still make things work. Again, we're women. We can make anything work. And again, if you haven't already, please go to Building Minority on my Facebook page. Like it, follow it, invite your friends, post whatever you want on there. That is what my Facebook page is for. My Facebook page is for you to post and advertise your businesses. I allow it. Please do so. What I don't allow is anybody bashing anybody, anybody down talking anybody. We're not doing that. Please don't do that. If you're interested in being on my podcast episode, please just make sure you inbox me. I will get back to you. As you guys see, I do share a lot of your stuff off of my separate page to my podcast page. So I am watching, I am paying attention. And I want you guys to also look for something special coming. It's in the works. It's one of my businesses that I'm working on, and it's kind of stemming off of Building Minority Women. So keep a lookout for that. Other than that, I just kind of wanted to make sure that everybody has a great day. Keep your crown on your head. Make sure you make that time for yourself. Yourself and only yourself. And hopefully I will be making another podcast soon. I've been getting on myself about that because I know you guys have stuff that you want to hear. I know I have stuff I want to say. And if I have to, I will keep making these podcasts at 7 o'clock in the morning in my car. So thank you all for listening. I greatly, greatly, greatly appreciate it. Let's keep the followings up and keep supporting each other. And I hope you all have a great day.